It's Ken O'Keefe in Gaza. You know, in this Orwellian world of ours, it's oh so nice to have some refreshing honesty. And, well, we were watching something really quite interesting yesterday, me and Max.
You know, when I saw this clip yesterday, I thought it was comedy. You know, we all know that there's been false flag events staged right throughout history. It's been replete throughout history. We've had the Lusitania, we've had Gulf of Tonkin, we've had the Maine. These go way back as far as Nero burning Rome. But sometimes you see something and it just boggles the mind. And as I was saying, when I first saw this clip, I had to recheck it actually three times just to make sure that it wasn't comedy. I thought I was watching The Onion or something like that. I saw it and I thought, there's no way this can be real. But it turns out that it is real. And we're going to show you this clip and see what you think about this.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why? We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that, but I'm just suggesting that this is not a either-or proposition. It's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. We could get nastier at that. I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough.
Crisis initiation? We're trying to initiate crisis?
And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran.
My heart breaks. I know we all want war, and my heart breaks. The president can't get us to war.
Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests.
I don't know. I thought peace and prosperity was good for U.S. interests. Perhaps I'm old-fashioned.
Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II.
Yeah, I thought that. What about you, Ken? Did you think that?
Yeah, I thought that too. Is that why Roosevelt sent all the valuable ships to the West Coast and left all the crappy ones in Pearl Harbor and sacrificed all those sailors?
Oh, that's must it. Be.
Oh. As David mentioned, you may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode.
So I guess that's why they sent the Lusitania, which was a passenger ship, into a war zone, packed the hull with explosives, even after they had warnings from the Germans not to send it in there.
Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall they had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode.
Gulf of Tonkin, they made that one up. It didn't even exist. It was just complete fabrication.
We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded.
So it wasn't the Spanish.
And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked.
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack.
As you would. I mean, of course, it supports U.S. policy, doesn't it?
So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
Well, after all, war with Iran is in the American interest, so I think Israel should help us out, eh?
One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why? We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that.
I'm not advocating that. Would you advocate that, Max?
I would never advocate that. Of course, that's probably why they mentioned it.
We wouldn't advocate that.
No, never, never.
But I'm just suggesting that this is not a either-or proposition. It's just sanctions has to succeed or other things.
Other things? Like everything you just talked about?
We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians.
It's like chess.
It's just like a game of chess.
Absolutely, that's all it is.
You know, I mean, it's just all life on planet Earth, like, you know, a game of chess.
Yeah, you make a move, that's it.
That's all it is.
We could get nastier at that.
Yeah, you... Nasty? No, we've only just begun. 9/11, that's just an appetizer.
We're just getting warmed up.
Just getting warmed up.
So, folks, what do you say to a clip like that? Like I said, when I first saw that, I thought it was a comedy routine. I can't believe that they're just out there saying that. They're saying, look, folks, and bear in mind that everything that he just mentioned was a false flag attack. We had to do all of these things, and now we're having lobbies where we're filming it in public and we're telling you what we're going to do. We're saying we're going to stage false flag attacks, folks, and you're not even going to notice because that's what we do now and you don't notice anyway. So, I mean, it just boggles the mind.
Yeah, you know, Max, and you know, it's like a game, isn't it? It's Zbigniew Brzezinski's grand chessboard. It's just like these people are playing around with us like we're little pawns on a chessboard or something. This is not a game. It is as serious as it gets, and yet these assholes get up as if they own the world, as if we're some inconsequential, non-existent fucking robotic slave class that's just there for, window dressing.
Well, exactly, window dressing. But the thing that really blows me out is that they're just telling us about it so blatantly. And look, folks, everything they're doing, I mean, the only way it's going to stop is if we do something about it. We have to pay attention to what's going on. We've got to pay attention to what's being said to us. People just aren't paying attention to what's happening in the world. They're not paying attention to what the media is telling them. They're not paying attention to what the politicians are telling them. They're not paying attention to themselves, and they're certainly not paying attention to Gaza. And that's something that very much needs to change.
And let's look at these guys, the Near East studies. Now, if this was just a bunch of, jerk-offs running around with their mouth, you know, then that would be one thing. But these so-called think tanks basically are the formers of policy. Well, let's remember the Project for a New American Century. What did the Project for a New American Century say? They said that ultimately the American people were too fucking stupid to support a global fucking war that would effectively win the empire complete total domination, full spectrum dominance, as they said. That the American people were too stupid, so therefore we needed a, quote, new Pearl Harbor in order for the American people to be whipped up into a policy that would allow us to invade Iraq, invade Afghanistan, and also start a bunch of wars in the Middle East to be able to create that clash of civilizations, so whereby we could use all of those billions and billions and billions that we spend on weapons of mass destruction all around the world. Because, hey, you know, if those things are just sitting in a warehouse collecting dust, that's not very good, is it? We got to use those things, don't we?
Yeah, mate, they all cost money. And as I've said so many times before, what we're seeing here, folks, is a breach of trust. Every government in the world is in breach of trust. Every government that supports this is breach of trust. And what we've got to understand is what our relationship with government is, and that is one of fiduciary trust. These are simply trustees that we employ to do a job for us. We employ these people to manage our infrastructure and to ensure that we have peace and prosperity. And here they are saying it's in America's best interests to create war. So what's going on here? What is going on with our system? What is going on is breach of trust. These people are simply public trustees, and they're going to continue doing what they do until we wake up to the power that we have and wake up to what our actual position is in the social hierarchy. Things have to change, and it has to be implemented by us.
Well, that's just it, isn't it, Max? I mean, we talk about breach of trust. This is gross breach of trust, and it's been going on for decades. Actually, it's been going on for centuries, to be honest. Actually, it's been going on even longer than that. These people don't represent our interests. As he says, the American interest, what is the American interest to the Near East Studies Institute? What is the American interest to Project for a New American Century? Is that your interest? Is it my interest? Is it the interest of the working class people who are busting their butts so they can bail out the fucking bankers? Is that the American interest? I don't think so. Again, they're mocking us. And Americans, red-blooded American patriots, think about it. That little podunk country in the Middle East called Israel is our master at this point. America is Israel's bitch, and we're doing basically whatever they want. And only because more Americans are becoming dialed in and becoming a little bit too ashamed of the fact that some little country in the Middle East is telling them what to do. And hopefully, the leaders, many of the leaders within the Pentagon and the higher-ups in the military are not down with the program. This is important. If you're a red-blooded American patriot, you better start doing the right thing for the real American interest.
Very true. It has to be looked at, and people have to start paying attention. My friend Ken gets quite angry about this issue, and that isn't surprising. He has a Palestinian wife. He's been to Gaza 3 times, and he's seen the situation that the people are in here. And seeing this clip, they're virtually mocking us, folks. They're just telling us what they're going to do. I mean, hey, I'm not advocating that we do this. I'm just going to come out here as a lobbyist and mention that these are all the things that we have done, and perhaps we could do it again. But, of course, I'm not advocating it. It's about time we wake up to what's going on here, folks. We need to take the power back, and it has to come from the people. It's the only place it can come. There's no good petitioning these people. There's no good lobbying government. There's no good signing forms and voting people in and voting people out. We have to realise where we sit in the food chain. God created man and gave man dominion over the earth. We are mankind. We have dominion over the earth. Governments are our servants, and it's about time we wake up and realize that.
Well, that's right. There is no savior, man. You know, who's the savior? We're the savior. Take a look in the mirror. That's the savior. There's no one coming to save us. Now, let's understand this. This is not a joke. The stakes could not be any higher. This little game with Iran, I think, personally, that the war with Iran would have happened by now. Let us not underestimate the consciousness of humanity is rising. I believe they've done their focus groups. By they, I mean the powers that be. They've done their focus groups, and they realize that people in high ranks may very well break those ranks. And if that happens and the first domino falls, those who are really in power, the ones behind the puppets they put in front of us, that they're going to be the ones who are going to be hanging from lampposts as soon as those people break ranks. So they're afraid. But at the same time, they're afraid and they're dangerous. And let us make no mistake. If you don't know what the Samson option is, I want you to go Google Samson option. The Samson option is what Israel has said publicly on more than one occasion, with the full backing of America, no less, all of those weapons of mass destruction, hundreds of nuclear weapons at Israel's disposal. Israel has said openly that if its existence is threatened, that it will take the whole world down with it, that it will attack Europe, that it will attack the world with nuclear weapons. Now think about it. If they attack Iran and Iran fights back, what are the odds that Iran won't fight back? Of course they will. And when they fight back, they have weapons that can hurt Israel and kill a lot of people. What is Israel going to do then? Is it going to exercise the Samson option? It might very well do that. This could be the end of the world as we know it. It's time to take our heads out of the sand, stop being the proverbial ostrich, and seriously wake up. This is for our children and future generations, that we stop pretending as if we don't live in a world in which we threaten our own existence. We are all one family. We need to start treating each other like brothers and sisters. And those brothers and sisters in our family who are acting like psychopaths and endangering all of us, we need to deal with them. And hopefully we can bring them around. But if they can't be brought around, then they certainly need to be taken out of their positions of power now.